Look, to be honest, Michael, you've watched all these runs as closely as I have, and, you know, he's always shown us that he's progressive, but he's just been doing a bit wrong, and we've put the miles into him. We were preparing him for a derby, and you know, I felt that that the VRC derby was just going to come a little bit too soon for him. So we sort of made this race today our grand final run for the prep, and you know, he's come together on the right day. Yeah.
He certainly has. Sharky, I'll let you conduct the rest of the interview because I'm a little bit biased.
Well, you're sculling champagne out of the bottle, which I think, I don't know about drinking on air, Michael, but you don't win a Geelong Classic every day, as we said before. Jason, it's a good point you make about the horse being immature and still learning and, you know, being a bit of a big baby. There are more derbies on the other side of the season, in the 2021 section of the season, that are over this distance that the horses, like quite a few horses in his boat, might be better suited to. I know it's an age-old conversation about the Victoria Derby perhaps being a little bit too far, but it's kind of case in point with a horse like this. If it was at 2,000 metres, the Vic Derby, would you go there?
Yeah, without a doubt. We just felt it was probably going to come too soon for him, Shark, you know, this time in. We gave the horse his first start a good few months ago now, and we gave him a freshen up after that in preparation to sort of have him up for this prep and the spring prep. But I felt that through his early runs this time in, he wasn't doing quite enough to think that we wanted to push him that far this time in. He's still a big baby. You'll see that in his last two or three runs, he's sort of he's done a lot wrong. He was hanging in a little bit and getting lost. And before that, we tried to straighten him up with some blinkers, and he overdid it and went too hard. So I felt that it's more of a learning prep for him, and we can worry about a South Australian derby next time in, hopefully.
And Jason...
We just saw Dean...
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, go on, Mackie.
And Jason, he really proved that he could stay. I know you said that this was his grand final, but did you expect him to come out and do that? And I guess that's the plan, tip him out and come back for an SA derby.
Absolutely. I feel that the horse is always going to stay. He's by Redoutes out of Encosta Mare that we sort of earmarked as a middle distance staying type when we bought him. And his mother won over 2,000 metres, and he's a genuine trip horse. And and all his early races in the short over the short distances, he's shown really sharp sectionals. So all we had to do was get him to run those sectionals at the right time, and I feel that he's a progressive horse.
Jason, tell us about the addition of Dean Krongold to your business, a young trainer who's joined you in partnership, and we saw him on racing.com before, and I think he was a bit like the part owner of the horse here. He's a bit lost for words post-race, but he's a good young horseman, isn't he?
He's a gun horseman, and he's one of the best blokes you'll meet. You know, he's very good with the staff. He's very good in the stables. You know, when we're racing 7 days a week at, you know, various venues, we're at night races, it's so demanding, especially when you've got a young family, as I do. And Dino was a great asset to be able to join the team. And, you know, I said to him this morning, when he said, "Oh, you're going to go and saddle up today," I said to him, "Have you had a listed winner, you know, yet?" And he said, "No." I said, "Well, you better go." He said, "Rightio, away we went." Yeah, so it was nice. That's his first listed winner today, so very pleased for him.
That is amazing. Hey, I've just had a look. Late entry fee for the Derby is 82,000, so I can confirm he won't be going to the Derby.
Oh, you would have that in your top draw, wouldn't you?
Oh, please.
Sure.
Please,
Jason.
I think, we'll wait for next prep to get the big prize, hopefully.
Hey, the stable's on fire. We spoke to Mytho a little earlier while we've got you. He told us that you said that the Hustle, Brooklyn Hustle on Friday night, she's blooming.
Yeah, she's absolutely thriving, and I'm really happy with the way she's had her last couple of weeks. She's just continued to go the right way. her run in the Moya was enormous, and on a track that really didn't suit us. So we'll be hoping that the weather plans that that are in place, that rain's forecast, the weather forecasts are wrong again, and hopefully the rain comes the following day, and we get a dry track on Friday night. If we get a fair surface, she'll run out of her skin.
Good on you, Jace. Well done, mate. Enjoy the win. Unbelievable. Can't believe it. We've got a lot to look forward to.
Thanks, guys. All the best.